is VOA News. I'm David Burr. 10 of the top 20 Democratic presidential candidates are debating in Detroit, Michigan, with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders center stage. The debates have focused on health care plans, including so-called Medicare for All, as well as immigration and the so-called Green New Deal to deal with climate change. Moderates on the panel have been focusing on the more progressive Sanders and Warren, but President Donald Trump has also been a target. A new Quinnipiac poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden as the leading Democratic candidate, with 34% of Democrats and independents leaning Democratic. Biden, Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, and others are scheduled for the second debate on Wednesday night. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches, but AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that's not what the president thinks.
A Gallup poll last month showed his approval among black Americans at 8%. Some 80% of registered black voters in a new Quinnipiac University poll think he's racist. Polling also shows the attacks could hurt the president with suburban voters, whom he'll need to win another term. But he's been telling advisors he thinks the attacks on minority Democrats will help ignite his core, and said much the same while leaving the White House.
Now I think I'm helping myself.
When he returned a few hours later,
there's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Saying he's just pointing out facts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired multiple projectiles from its east coast early Wednesday, according to